Poor Dad's Lessons. My poor dad often advised, go to school, get good grades, find a safe, secure job, work hard, and save money. He would also quote other famous lines such as, neither a borrower nor a lender be, and a penny saved is a penny earned, or if you can't afford something, don't buy it, always pay cash. My poor dad's life would have been pretty good if he'd followed his own advice. But like many people, he said what he thought were the right words, but he did not do the right things. Instead, he borrowed money to buy his house and his cars. He never invested, because he always said investing is risky. Instead, he tried to save money. But each time there was an emergency, he would take the money out of his savings. He borrowed money for things that made him poor, and he refused to borrow money for things that might have made him rich. He was a good man who spent his life working hard, trying to avoid debt, and trying to save money. And those were the lessons about life and money that he tried to pass on to me. Rich Dad's Lessons. My rich dad, the man who was my best friend's father, offered different advice and different ways of thinking about money. He would pose various questions, such as, how long would it take you to save $1 million? Then, how long would it take you to borrow $1 million? Or he would ask, who is going to get richer in the long run? People who work all their lives trying to save $1 million? Or people who know how to borrow $1 million at 10% interest, and who also know how to invest it and receive a 25% per year return on that borrowed $1 million? He would also want to know, to whom would a banker rather lend money? Someone who works hard for money, or someone who knows how to borrow money and have that money safely and intelligently work hard for them? Or, who would you have to be and what would you have to know in order to call your banker and say, I want to borrow $1 million, then have the banker say, I will have the papers ready for you to sign in 20 minutes. Rich Dad would also pose such questions as, why does the government tax your savings but give you a tax break for being in debt? And, if you had a choice of education, would you choose to go to school to learn how to work hard for money, or would you rather go to school to learn how to have money work hard for you? And finally, he might ask, why do the people who work the hardest and save the most pay more in taxes than people who work less and borrow more? When it came to work, money, savings, and debt, it is obvious that my two dads had completely different points of view. But the biggest difference in points of view was this statement by my rich dad. The poor and middle class have a hard time getting rich because they try to use their own money to get rich. If you want to get rich, you need to know how to use other people's money, not your own. Let me pause for a moment to offer you a word of caution and a warning. This program is not about borrowing money and getting deeply into debt, although I discuss the use of debt as a tool for retiring early and retiring rich. As I stated, leverage is power, and power can be used, abused, or feared. We should treat debt as we would a loaded gun, very carefully. Debt, like a loaded gun, can help you and it can kill you, regardless of who's handling it. Treat all debt as dangerous, just as you should consider all guns dangerous. Instead, let me remind you that this program is about leverage. Rich Dad would repeatedly say to his son and me, financial leverage is the advantage the rich have over the poor and the middle class. Financial leverage is how the rich get richer quicker. The problem with leverage, however, is that leverage is like a two-edged sword, which can cut in either direction. In other words, a person can use leverage to get ahead financially, and that same form of leverage, if misused, can be used to have them fall behind financially. One of the main reasons the middle class and the poor work harder, work years longer, struggle to pay off debt, and pay more in taxes is because they lack a very important form of leverage, and that is the leverage of financial education. So before you run out and borrow money to invest in assets, please know that debt is only one form of leverage, and that all forms of leverage have a sharp edge on two sides. Regardless what form of leverage you use, I first recommend that you educate yourself on how to use whatever form of leverage interests you. Rich Dad said, if you want to be rich, you need to know the differences between good debt and bad debt, good expenses and bad expenses, good income and bad income, and good liabilities and bad liabilities. If you are not familiar with the distinctions between these concepts, simply put, good debt is debt that puts money in your pocket every month, and bad debt is debt that takes money from your pocket every month. For example, the debt in my apartment houses puts money in my pocket every month, and the debt in my residence, my mortgage, takes money from my pocket every month. If you work on increasing good debt, your chances of retiring young and retiring rich are greatly improved. but always remember to treat all debt very carefully. So how can you retire early? In the broad definition of the word, leverage simply means the ability to do more with less. When it came to the subjects of work, money, and leverage, Rich Dad would say, if you want to become rich, you need to work less and earn more. In order to do that, you employ some form of leverage. The good news is that more and more tools of leverage are being created today, tools such as computers, the internet, books, audio programs, and more to come. But to get ahead in the financial world today, you may have to do away with